We are Rockin' the Valley's Chicks 105.5, Smashing Pumpkins 1979. Craven here with you inside the 9 o'clock hour. Now, Mackie will be joining me here later in the hour. We got Chicks Chatter to talk about, so get on the Facebook page, WCHX 105.5. You can head on over there and go ahead and drop your comment on that subject. We got Free Shout Out Friday. That's also happening on the Facebook page, WCHX 105.5. So a lot of folks out there rocking at work with Chicks 105.5. I want to know about it. Get yourself lined up and qualified to win that lunch, courtesy of Vince's Pizza and Family Restaurant in Burnham and Beaver Springs, delivered by yours truly. I mean, the smiles that I see when I walk into places, when I got lunch, it's easy because I think they're for me, but they're not really for me. They're for the lunch I'm bringing you, but that's going on. Also, Craven's Curious, that's still happening. Also on the Facebook page at WCHX 105.5. But in studio here with me now, John Hershey, brand new representative in the 82nd District, covering all of Juniata and Mifflin and then parts of Northern Franklin County. Hello, yep. Good morning.
Yep, thanks for having me.
First of all, I love the beard. You plan on keeping it?
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, I am one of the younger representatives in Pennsylvania now, so I was tired of people asking me if I was 17, so, you know, I grew it out, and now, I never got my buck this year. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's all right. Now, I definitely think you should stick with it, though.
Right, well, thank you.
First year, maybe just do like the first year and see how it goes.
Right, we'll see how it
works. At least you're keeping up with it, too. It's not growing in patches.
Right. Yeah,
all right. Well, there you
go. takes constant maintenance.
All right, that's all the questions I have for you. Thanks for coming in. Now, anyways,
right.
John's here. Now, obviously, we're using this forum to be able to get to know your brand new representative. Now, you are coming in replacing the retiring Adam Harris.
Yes, sir.
Far as offices, still going to remain in the same buildings as he was?
I am, at least in Mifflin and Juniata counties. He had pretty good locations in the industrial park in Mifflin Town, and then here in Lewistown, right in Monument Square. It allows people to come off the street and know where their representative is and get that service. So it allows some consistency there, keeping the same office.
All right, so you'll still be able to go to the same offices that you were able to go and when you had questions for Harris, for now, Mr. Hershey. Now let's kind of go back. We'll talk about what's coming up in 2019, but this isn't your first dabble into politics. This is your first elected office into politics.
Right.
But you've worked with Representative Charlie Dent down in Washington for a number of years. So
yes.
He retires.
Yep.
Now you come home.
Yes.
And what were you going to do? Just go to work?
Well, I was still figuring that out.
Okay.
The congressman was retiring and kind of came as a surprise to us all. He was a great boss and everything. And so I was still trying to figure out what I was going to do next here. And then Adam Harris announced he was retiring. And I said, hey, I have this skill set. I like this kind of work. I would love to go to work for the people that I love in the Juniata Valley.
And what's great is, right, I mean, you're a high school graduate of Juniata High. So you're
right.
Really obviously from the area, coming back to the area, having that experience down in Washington. So you decide, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to enter into the field. Now, there was like 15, I believe, other people that were thinking the same thing you're thinking.
Right.
I'm living at home. I got to move out of here. Let me go run for office.
Well, there was 9 of us in the primary,
yeah.
So that was tough. And speaking of living at home, got to get out of here, I think one of the biggest exports Pennsylvania has, you see, is people about my age.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things I want to address when we get to Harrisburg. Good family sustaining, you know, helping startups, jobs, and small business that can help really expand the area here. Unfortunately, like I said, people my age are moving out of the area, and I don't want to see that happen. I need friends.
All right, so you go ahead, you go on to win. Now, that was a pretty close race, though, coming down to yourself, and I do believe it was Jerry Leach and Jenkins is the other gentleman.
Jim Junkin, yeah, from Franklin County. Great, both great guys.
All yeah. right, so you will go on, and now you're obviously winning the general election. Now, you ran against an independent.
I did.
You didn't run against another party affiliation as far as on the Democratic side.
No.
Or did that change how you campaigned?
It did.
The second part?
No. So the number one thing I learned during the campaign is that people have their issues that they come to you with.
Right.
You know, property taxes. They want to see their schools safe. They want to keep their guns. At the end of the day, the number one thing that people want is their representative to listen to them. And, you know, you know the saying, you have two ears and one mouth. And
right.
you need to use them in that proportion.
I like that.
People just want to know that their representative is listening to them. And so I didn't really change my approach, no matter if I was going to a Republican's door or a Democrat's door or an independent's door that I had no idea what they believed going
right.
in. I didn't change my approach at all, depending on who I was talking to. So no matter who I was running against, you know, I approached everybody the same way.
All right. So the same energy and enthusiasm that you had in the primaries rolled right into the general election.
Right. And I think I ended up all said and done, I ended up hitting over 10,000 doors. So
wow.
Hopefully, if you're listening, I talk to you if you're in my district. But well, it's possible that I didn't get to you because there's still more.
And I do want to go back just real quick. As far as I had said, this is your first dabble into politics and elected official. Your grandfather was elected official. Now, not here in the area.
He was, yes. So he was a state representative and actually kind of my inspiration. He served from the mid-80s till the mid-2000s until he retired. And chaired ag, and a lot of the ag programs that governors of both parties, like the champion now, he started back in the 80s or 90s. So it's just, I remember going to his swearings-in when I was a kid.
Right.
And people would come up to me and, you know, Art Hershey helped get the skunk out from under my porch.
Right.
Or you know, he talked to my landlord for me about some kind of issue I was having. And I got to see the human side of it, you know, the side of politics that you'd never hear about, but that he was affecting people on a tangible level every day. And he was my inspiration for this. And now it's kind of an honor to be able to follow in his footsteps, even though it's a different seat.
No, it's just it's great to be able to see as far as maybe a second or another generation obviously getting excited about politics, because I'm going to tell you, to be honest, it's one of the probably sorest subjects right now to even talk about
it
anywhere.
It is. It can get toxic. And, you know, of course, it did skip a generation in my family. You know, we have a small business over in Mifflintown. Yeah, it's an honor to be able to continue it on.
All right, well, coming up here in a few more minutes, we'll get back into the music. We're going to talk to Mr. Hershey here. He'll be with us until about 9:30. We got more coming up here as we are rocking the valleys on Chicks 105.5. We are rocking the valleys, Chicks 105.5, Nirvana. Right there, Breed. That was your request, wasn't it?
Well, I am a 90s kid. I didn't request the songs,
no,
but I would have if I could, so
all right.
I approve.
Anyways, Nirvana Breed right here on Chicks 105.5. John Hershey, our brand new 82nd representative, state representative here for the district in the House here, 925 inside your Friday morning. Now, before we were kind of getting to know you as far as the background, we got a good stance on that. Now, getting into the meat potatoes of the job.
Yeah,
So now you're elected.
That's what I'm here for.
You're hired in. Folks put you in there. So now 2019, when do you officially take office?
Well, Representative Harris officially left office on November 30th.
Yes.
But I am sworn in on January 1st. So right now I'm the representative-elect. If you come into my office with help with, you know, your property tax rebate or some kind of permitting or licensure issue, I can help with that right now. And I'm open 5 days a week in Mifflintown and Lewistown. But in terms of getting sworn in, being the representative, that's January 1st.
January 1st, January 2nd, your first official day, you're in there, it's your office. What are you looking to do as far as improving folks' lives here in the 82nd district?
Yes, well, I already mentioned, you know, people my age moving out of Pennsylvania, and there's a lot that Pennsylvania needs to do in terms of, you know, just corporate taxes, you know, getting businesses to attract them to Pennsylvania, helping our small businesses, helping our entrepreneurs, especially here in the Juniata Valley. We have a lot of great new businesses popping up. Helping those people, you know, and going in with the mindset that if you build it, they will come. Trying to attract people to the area based on, you know, the jobs we have, the infrastructure we have. And, you know, we are on this corridor between State College and Harrisburg. You know, this should be an attractive place for a lot of people.
Right. We don't need to have it be a truck stop. We need it more of a place to come and live.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
You work in those areas.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I am going to live here and I'll be working primarily in Harrisburg. And I want that to be an attractive option for other people as well.
One of the questions that we had got on Facebook was certainly about looking to help out small businesses. So you're saying maybe just tax rebates or something to that effect
yeah.
is what you're maybe looking yep. for in 2019 yep. to help out
and,
that.
And, you know, Senator Cormann was great with a grant for our industrial park in Juniata County, allowing them to expand and, you know, helping along with those sorts of issues. And unfortunately for our small businesses, the taxes are an issue and then the permitting process is an issue. You know, we might have a 3-month turnaround time on permitting, and it might end up taking a year until they get that permit.
Wow.
And, you know, business is going to pack up and leave by that point. So,
all right. So there's
I would
one
like to help with that.
There's one of the Facebook questions. Now, one of the ones I wanted to ask you here was, now, obviously, we got a lot of firefighters and EMS people that live here in the area, and they're struggling to get volunteers, to get new blood
yes.
to come and join those. So I know one of the things Harrisburg was working on was they had mentioned about maybe doing tax breaks for those that are already serving or those that may be an incentive to get someone that doesn't volunteer now to get in and jump in and volunteer in the firefighters and the EMS. So is that something that you might be in favor of to increase that type of volunteerism?
Absolutely, yeah. We're having we're struggling with volunteerism here, and you know, of course, we have two paid EMSs in the two counties, and even they're having struggling to get paid employees. So that's probably the number one issue I'm hearing from first responders. So tax credits to try and address that issue, I don't think it'll be a huge dent in the overall state's bottom line to offer those tax credits. I think it's a reasonable idea. And then also just lowering the barrier to entry to our EMTs as well. You don't necessarily need a doctor's training for this kind of job, and you're still going out there and saving lives. And you know, I think we need to try to promote policies that attract more volunteers versus someone looking at this giant wall that they can't climb over and saying, "Well, I don't want to do that anymore."
All right. Well, that's one of the ones. Now, we had a Facebook question here about helping out the working poor. Are you in any type of favor? Would you sponsor a bill on welfare reform again for the working poor here in the counties?
Yes. So I don't think it's a reasonable idea to have people that are able-bodied and able-minded, of course. We don't want to take people's benefits away that need them.
Right.
But people that are able-bodied and able-minded, I don't think it's necessarily too much to ask that they get a job. And of course, you know, research by liberals and conservatives shows that a good job and, you know, keeping the family structure intact can help people achieve not only a livelihood, but help them achieve happiness as well.
Right.
You know, earned income leads to happiness and more prosperous communities. So, you know, I think some sort of welfare reform, encouraging people to find work, is not out of the question. Of course, you know, we need that safety net as well. There's people that truly need the help out there.
All right. Now, one of the things, obviously, I know you're not working in Washington, so anything in regards to the president or what he's doing or policies he's enacting doesn't affect you day to day at all.
No, of course, we need to comply with federal mandates and things like that. But, you know, building the wall along the Texas border, I don't have any say over that.
Now, one of the things I know he was working on doing, and I know it was something that you had mentioned there on your website as far as in the campaign, was the navigatable waters.
Yeah.
To educate people. Now, we have a lot of dairy farmers here in the area. So,
right.
And I'm not a dairy farmer, but I know exactly what they're struggling with when it comes to that. The president's looking to roll that kind of stuff back. So I guess as far as explaining out navigational waters.
So like I said, the president's day-to-day decisions don't have a lot of effect on what I do as a state rep, but there are some mandates from the federal level that pass down to the states. So what happened was the Obama administration passed this Waters of the United States rule that passed down. The EPA enforces it, and the EPA basically put it on the state's environmental protection agencies, so the DEP here in Pennsylvania, to enforce that rule. And unfortunately, what happened was this is one of the number one issues I hear from farmers, along with dairy prices and property taxes.
Right, I would say,
And, you know, what happened was it came down to the EPA and the DEP ended up regulating things like mud puddles and things like that as navigable waters, a pond that might be on your stream. And then all of a sudden what happens is the farmers have to go out and get this permit to have maybe a little pond or maybe a little trickle of water to have even cows in their pasture and things like that. When I was working for the congressman, we encouraged the Obama administration, along with a few other Pennsylvania representatives. We wrote a letter to the president that I drafted and wrote a letter to the president asking him to overturn this rule. And thankfully, the president's looking at that now. And like I said, it's a trickle-down effect to your state departments. On the state level, what I can do about that is you know, looking at that permitting process again with the DEP and working with the DEP to say, this is not helping. You know, this is not helping our farmers. It's not helping our rural areas. And these are rules that are not necessary for clean water.
Oh, we
need clean water, of course.
We need clean water, but you also hear jobs too. That's one of the things as far as the, not just at a federal level, but even here at the state level, everyone needs to be employed.
Right.
And that's one of those things that can hinder in that.
What rules like this in general are doing is they're not only slowing down progress, but they're actually stopping it in its tracks. And these people aren't able to do what they need to do to hire people and to make an income to live off of, even.
All right. Final question here was obviously something you had mentioned, and that's property taxes. Is there anything you're looking to do for the homeowners here in Mifflin and Juniata and, of course, parts of Franklin County as far as property tax?
Yeah, of course, the American dream is to own your own house.
Exactly.
So, that's the number one issue I heard on the campaign trail when I was talking to people, is that people are saying, you know, my school taxes are too high. I'm I'm 65 years old. When I bought this house, I expected to live until I was 65. And now the life expectancy around here is 85.
Right.
And what can you do? I wasn't necessarily expecting this expenditure. The property taxes are going up. And, you know, of course, when we're talking about this, we're talking about addressing the school property tax and education funding, not property taxes for local services and things like that. You know, what I want to see, and Scott Wagner, for all his problems, campaigned on this as well, is a shift to some kind of more of an income-based or sales tax-based system that addresses people more fairly, while not taking any money away from education. You know, I will not vote for a plan that A, explodes the state deficit, and B, takes money away from public education. So people that are against this idea of repealing property tax are worried about the money going to Harrisburg and then the money flowing to Philadelphia
other
or Pittsburgh
things, right,
and out of rural
right.
areas. And I will not vote for a plan that does that. So I need to make sure that any plan I do will funnel money back into this area for our schools. You know, I'm not taking any school funding away.
No, especially for somebody who went to the school.
Exactly. I went to public school.
Here.
I went to Juniata High School. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, our seniors and our farmers that own more land, that's productive capacity for them that they're being taxed on. And they can't afford that right now, especially with low commodity prices, with low dairy prices, and our seniors getting older. We need to make this an attractive place for them to live, and that's the number one issue. So, you know, getting away from the property tax to a more sales or income-based system that's a little bit more fair, I think, is reasonable.
All right, well, there you go. Representative John Hershey from the 82nd District. Obviously, your brand new representative will be...
Right, I have a lot to learn here.
...sworn in January 1st, which is nice.
Yes.
So you'll swear in, and then January 2nd, you hit the ground running?
Well, January 1st, actually, right after swearing in, we vote on rules to govern the House for the next 2 years, and we have to elect the Speaker as well. So I'm in Harrisburg voting on January 1st.
All right, I need to wiggle my way down there.
Yeah, please do.
Tour me around.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, anybody that's listening.
I gotta listening. Get something in for me, Matt.
Right, for me. Right. That's what everybody asks. So what's in it for me? So yeah, anybody that's listening, of course, too.
Yeah.
Call my office and we can get a Capitol tour for you. It's a beautiful Capitol. It's known as probably a bad expense on the taxpayers back in the early 1900s. It's known as the beautiful, most beautiful state capital in the United States, so everybody should see it.
Let me ask you a candy question. I want to ask you something very candid. Gas prices in this area are just crazy.
Yes, that's
a good
question.
I know it's getting ready to go up another few cents going into 2019. Not something that the current administration put into place. That was something that was signed at a state level with Mr. Corbett. But... Are you looking to do anything as far as that?
Well, what happens is the gas tax ends up being a regressive tax on people. You know, if you can't afford a new car or an electric car to upgrade, you know, that gas tax ends up being a regressive tax that hurts places like the Juniata Valley, where we have a lot of working class population.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's something that needs to be issued. And plus, as cars get newer and they get better miles per gallon, that's not a tax that's going to be sustainable anyway. The state's not going to be gaining any revenue from that. So, yeah, that's an issue. Unfortunately, the governor, I think the current governor, is no longer encumbered by re-election prospects.
Right. So
he's going to go back to the same budget where he tried to, you know, increase taxes more than every other state before, and unfortunately, I think that's going to happen again. And he is currently pushing a tax on drillers of natural gas. A lot of homes here, businesses are heated by natural gas. People are using that as a utility around here, and that would end up being a tax that hurt lower-income people in this area.
Right.
So I'm going to stand against that. I'll stand strong against that in Harrisburg. And, of course, repealing the gas tax as well is something we need to look at.
All right. Well, Mr. John Hershey, you can catch him on online. Website is changed?
Well, I still have my campaign website,
okay,
but it's outdated now because I'm no longer running a campaign. But if you go to rephershey.com, that is my official state website that you can see my bio, and, you know, you can contact me through that website that goes directly to my email. You know, you can ask me any questions through there, see my positions, and then, of course, we'll get the social media and things up like running like that as well.
All right, well, certainly stay in touch with him. Obviously, you stay in touch here with us as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was your first interview, so.
Yeah, it was. Like this is my first interview
like
as an elected official.
Oh, stop it, Mackie.
we'll pat him on the back here.
I will.
And,
anyway.
And you know, keep the 90s songs rolling here, too.
Keep them rolling?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Well, we got Fozzie burn me out. Anyways, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Mackie, you're going to switch seats with him, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Well, thank you for having me here, Craven. I appreciate it.